Hey guys, welcome to Gang of Two, a hilarious look at coupledom from a couple of dumbs. Sherry's out in the kitchen right now. We already recorded the start of the show. Unfortunately, when we played it back, the portion before we talked to Psychic Kami replayed very fast, you know, like Alvin and the Chipmunks type of fast, like we're on helium kind of fast. I don't know what's going on. I'm not a producer. I don't know how this shit works. I can't wait to get the goddamn podcast machine. Anyway, thanks to everybody who's supporting the show. We do have a couple of brand new Patreon members I do want to thank. That would be Peggy and Dennis Autry. Thank you so much for your Patreon membership and everything else that you guys do. In fact, we have moved you into the elite category of the jumped in members at the end of the show. You'll find out more about the Autry House, which they are involved in. And then, of course, want to thank Flight Attendant Joe, who also has his own Patreon and great podcast, by the way. This guy can talk. It is so interesting. I love this guy. And I am going to go as soon as I'm done here. Today, I'm going to go sign up and help his Patreon account. So thank you very much, Joe. We really appreciate you. But today's kind of a different show anyway. So we do have Psychic Kami on. We had a question, Sherry and I did, about I wonder what's going on. I mean, we don't really know what's happening. So I'd like to be as informed as possible, whether it be through news or what have you. But why not bring a psychic in to see what she thinks, what's happening in the world and everything else that we know of is our reality as we talk. So let's get Kami on. And thank you guys so much for listening to Gang of Two. Kami, how the heck are you?
I'm well. How about you guys?
We're hanging in there.
It's good to have you on again. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah.
I hope you're doing all right.
Doing well.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me. Well, yeah, it's good to be back. Thank you, guys.
All right. Well, the reason why we wanted you on was, first of all, you're good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Second of all, the whole thing right now with, you know, the way things have been going for me personally is that I am getting kind of sucked into this thing. I was for a while where I was getting very upset. I was spending most of my day being upset about everything that's going on in the world, COVID-19, the masks, people, the mask knots, all the protests, the stuff that's happening politically. I walk around with this feeling of butterflies in my stomach a majority of the time. And I've stopped watching the news as much as possible, even social media. I will post on there. But after that, I don't spend too much time looking on it like I used to. And when I see something that pisses me off, I don't get angry as much anymore. But I'm starting to feel like we're in a no-win situation here. I don't know about you, Sherry.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't feel quite as anxious. I mean, I'm not losing sleep or anything, but it's also pretty depressing.
So there.
I think a lot of people are still in that way. And in fact, I can tell you that I was in that space for most of June. And on July 4th, I was meditating and I had a message from, you know, my folks, spirit, around observing and not absorbing. And I had been spending a tremendous amount of time absorbing a lot of fear-based stuff around me. And I had really gotten up to my eyeballs in it too. And so I've done like you. I've stopped with TV. I have removed myself from some groups, and I am just sort of trying to stay in touch with what's going on, but not allowing it to impact me as deeply.
Awesome.
So observe, don't absorb, right?
I like
Yeah,
that.
That's true. But even observing bothers me. It's hard to not absorb when, and I think you'll understand this reference, and not many people will, but it's going to come off like I think I'm better than everybody else. But it seems to me that the lower vibration of people are the ones that are being heard the most right now.
Yeah.
You know, I think that this is a great place to have a bigger conversation, if you guys are open to it, about what's going on in bigger terms, as far as low vibrational people, high vibrational people. Are you guys open to that today?
We totally are.
Do it.
Great. So In order to have that conversation, we're going to have to put our waders on because we're going to have to get really deep in the woo today.
Okay? Ooh, in the woo?
Woo.
And in order to understand what's going on, I think we have to really have a look at what's happened and what's led us up to this point, of course, from a spiritual, energetic perspective, okay?
Yes.
So starting way, way, way back at the beginning, we have to go all the way back to Earth creation, and we have to understand that Earth is an experimental school of learning. Its early inhabitants were from other planets, other dimensions. They were all sorts of light beings here, and they created civilizations such as Atlantis, the Mayans, and Egypt. These early civilizations, again, these light civilizations, lived with very different systems than we do today. They valued cooperation. There was an emphasis on creativity, collaboration, intuitiveness. They were healers and nurturers, very different than where we are today and very different than where we've been for probably thousands of years, right? So that's sort of how Earth was created and the beings that came. And so this civilization, of course, being an experiment, was not just for light beings. Sort of anybody could come, and a lot of other dimensional and lower vibrational beings did come to Earth. Because it was sort of open season here on Earth and the amount of light was rather attractive, a lot of dark beings were attracted to Earth. Those dark beings are very, very different than the light beings. Dark beings are about war, destruction, debt, poverty, famine, illness, fear, and hate, amongst just a few. And over time, those dark beings decided that they wanted to use the light energy that was here on Earth in order to feed whatever their agendas were, right? And so they congregated here on Earth, and a lot of the colonies that were here, again, Atlantis, the Mayans, Egypt, were enslaved or just altogether lost. And we have been living with those dark energies now for thousands of years. And what we've got right now going on is an opportunity to re-usher in the old light energies, which means the dark is going to lose their supply. They're going to lose their control. And what we're seeing right now, all of this crazy shit going on, is really a battle for the energies of Earth, a battle for the souls that are here right now. We're seeing the destruction of the old, heavy, powerful, dark energies. And that's what's going on. And so we have to note that these older energies, they're not going to stop at anything from keeping their supply, and that's why we're seeing what I personally consider to be domestic terrorism here in the United States. I think that we're seeing that. I think that we're seeing bio warfare. We're seeing a lot of really big sort of programs of fear being pulled out by these lower-level dark beings. You guys with me so far?
I'm with you 100%. I noticed that, you know, I know a little something about, I don't want to say manipulation by any means, but I do know that, you know, how shock jocks work. And I think I see a lot of that, not only politically, but also with all the different organizations out there. And for some reason, people respond to fear. And I even have some friends who I've been, you know, looked up to for most of my life, who have now really bought into this fear-based stuff. And I refuse to buy into that.
Yeah.
I just decide to turn it off and then put my head in the sand and maybe wake up with a missile up my ass one morning. I don't know. But I see this happening now, and I am blown away about how easily people are manipulated by fearful messages.
Well, of course. We have been living in a fear-based society all our lives.
Yeah, well.
This is what we've been conditioned. This is our conditioned response.
Just playing to the lowest common denominator.
Pardon?
They're just applying, appealing to the lowest common denominator, I feel like. You know, instead of making people work, they're just, you know, when you play on fear, there's not a lot there to
What do you mean by work? Instead, to pay attention or?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. To think for yourself. You know, fear doesn't require any thinking, right?
Yeah.
It's all emotion.
Fear is a very easy default.
It is.
To get through. And you actually think you're smart.
Yeah.
By being fearful and skeptical of things.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, fear is a tool for control and dominance.
Yes, absolutely.
It really is. And that's what we're talking about here, is that we've got these old dark energies, and their main tools are control, power, and dominance. This played out in many ways right now. The illness, that whole thing, the politics, investigators, you know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
Anything right now is on the table in order to induce fear.
Yes.
Anything.
What do we do? What do we do to combat that?
Yeah. So I want to touch very, very briefly, though, on what we can expect.
Okay. All right.
But I think we need to know, you know, what's coming so that we can act and respond accordingly.
Okay? All right. Gotcha.
Yep. So as mentioned, meth gators, anything and everything is on the table right now. And in fact, there is a long-standing theory, and I think it's called Project Blue Book. It might be Blue Beam, but I think it's Blue Book, where they're sort of predicting that the next thing that we're going to see as a fear tactic is going to be aliens.
Hmm.
That's deep in the woo.
I could see that coming to play. I mean, it's always been the conversation, and I do start to see a little bit more of that with the release of the video of the F-18 pilots talking about something they're seeing and all that. And we have a friend who also is a pilot and for the, was a Blue Angel pilot and everything. Anytime I ask him, hey, did you see anything? He like completely shrugs it off. And I know, I guarantee you, Sherry, he's seen something or knows people that have seen things that he trusts. Yeah. So, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, disclosure right now is at an all-time high, whether it's fabricated or real. It's at an all-time high right now. And the theory, again, around Project Blue Beam book, forgive me, is that the alien invasion that we're going to witness is actually a hologram. It is a hologram designed to instill fear and compliance.
Huh. Okay, I'm gonna have I gotta wrap my head around that one. I might just sleep on that one for a while.
So it's
sleep on it, and then go to YouTube and look up hologram Pope, like the Pope.
Okay.
And watch that.
Okay,
it's out there.
All right. I will check that out for sure, because I have seen some of the stuff that they're doing. You know, technologically speaking, of that.
Yeah.
Like bringing Tupac back on stage for a concert, which, by the way, kicked ass when I saw it.
Yeah, I mean, we have the capability.
Uh-huh.
We've had
it
for years.
Yes. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay, this is interesting. All right. This is, all right. I like this. All right.
Let's keep going here. So we can expect everything and anything. These old dark energies that want to remain in control, want to continue to have supply, they're just not going to stop at anything. And again, their goals are control, power, dominance, and our submission. And their tools are division, fear, and again, control. And boy, aren't we seeing a lot of division.
A lot of division right now.
Yeah, in everything, not just politically, but, everywhere.
I mean, we are seeing division with this virus. Either you're against it, or you're a masker, or you're not a masker. We're seeing racial division. We're seeing class division. I mean, we are really, that is a huge tool that they're trying to implement right now, is division.
Yes, absolutely. And guess what? They are succeeding, or have succeeded, 100%.
Yeah.
I disagree with you.
Okay, good. Let's argue this one.
I disagree with you, and let me keep going here. I have
okay.
a couple of notes.
All right, you go ahead. I don't want to mess with your woo.
Our woo, thank you.
Our woo, okay, I'm sorry.
Our woo in this moment. So what can you do? I think it's important, now that we know what's happened, what you can expect, which is fucking anything.
Yes.
What can you do? The number one thing you can do right now is you can pick a side. You can pick a side. Either you are going to go ahead and submit and play into these fear programs or you're not, right?
Yes.
We are in an all assets deployed phase, and that means it is all hands on deck. We need every single person that's out there to please pick a side and pick the light. So other things you can do is to not spread fear. Don't spread it. Don't fearmonger it, right? Also, stay away from division. I think it's great if you are not commenting any longer. I was in that phase where I was, clapping back at people constantly, and I had to stop that because that was just dividing.
Yeah.
So don't spread division.
I still
don't
do that from time to time, but yeah.
Don't clap back.
All right. Hey, listen, when I see, well, how can you choose a side then? See,
yeah,
that's what I want to know.
That's a
because
good question.
Because I want, you're sitting to say choose a side and that was my question was, do I need to be vocal about what side I choose or do I just choose it and live it and hope to lead by example?
I think that's up to everybody's individual soul's purpose.
Okay. All right,
for me, I'm a teacher and I'm an information and knowledge sharer.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I'm doing. That's my part. I'm meditating. Of course, I'm doing my work, things like that. But I think that's individual for everyone, right?
Yeah. That's where I have a hard time dealing with it. Because I really truly believe that nobody gives a fuck what I say. Nobody really cares about my opinion. I can't tell you how many times when on the Lex and Terry show, when we talk about just brush upon anything, it could be the masks or wearing a mask, it could be talking about that, you would not believe the hate that comes our way. And I want to snap back at them and just tell them they're a piece of shit. But guess what? Their mind's already made up.
Sounds like that's not your way to participate.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Because I don't have the strength to do it. And I also don't have the time. Like I said, I don't like walking around with this nervous feeling in my stomach that I have.
And so here's another thing that you can do, aside from picking a side and aside from not spreading fear, aside from not spreading division and control, is that you can have faith, not fear.
Yes.
And in a minute, we'll toggle into what it's going to look like. And hopefully that will help you and everybody that's listening to get into that mode of faith and get away from that mode of fear. Because again, fear is what they want. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why I think not only what they want, and this is where we're differing, it's here.
Yeah.
I mean, I see people, and like I said, friends of mine who I have admired and role modeled and had great conversations, and not only great conversations, but talking about like attracts like, and talking about how beautiful the mind is and how you could create magic for yourself. These types of people that I have had these great relationships with have completely bought into the fear thing now.
Yeah.
Completely bought into it.
But that may be their path. And we have to think of this, that for every light out there, there has to be an equally balancing dark. And so you guys may have these beautiful, expansive, conscious conversations, but their path may stop there.
Yeah. At this point, I mean, I am seriously, and you talk about division, this is where it's working on me because I have decided that I don't want to interact with these types of people anymore. I've silenced them on Facebook. These are good friends.
Yeah.
I've silenced them on Facebook. They don't know that I don't follow. I mean, I follow them, but I don't really. I don't see anything they post because I think they're fucking nuts.
Or nothing
but. But guys, that not following is really an act of love, and that's staying in the light. And that's the bottom line for everybody that chooses a side, is to stay in the light.
Yeah.
That's an act of love. I love you enough as my friend that I'm not going to clap back. And in fact, I know you triggered me, so I'm just going to not look at you for a while.
Yeah exactly. Well,
right.
I don't have a problem sending people love and hoping the best for them and then moving on. That's a strong point of mine. I'm pretty good at that.
You are good.
Yeah. So,
but I hear that it's bothering you that you're having to.
What bothers me is I thought I knew these people.
Yeah.
That's what bothers me. It makes me not trust my gut instinct anymore.
But again, that doesn't mean that this component wasn't always there. It means that you didn't see it because it wasn't triggered.
Yeah, okay. I understand that. All right.
So we can still love them.
Don't lecture me.
Anything, let me get there, preach, right? It doesn't say anything about your ability to, you know, right size a person. It just says this is all we know. We didn't see this part yet.
Yeah. Ugh. I mean, there were hints. I told Sherry there were little glimmers of nuttiness, but nowhere near like they are now. I mean, absolutely bought into every negative
propaganda
thing that is out there, every propaganda thing.
Yeah.
They have bought completely into it, 1,000%. Yeah. They're all the way in.
Right.
That's too bad for them.
Yeah. It is.
I like your attitude, Kami.
You have to get there, though.
Yeah.
I was right where you were for all of June. I swear to God, I was in bed at 7 o'clock every night, just depressed and couldn't function. You have to get there.
Yeah.
It's
all right.
Okay. We are having our own journey.
Well, get me there.
Well, let me get you there then.
All right.
So just to recap, though, the biggest thing is, as far as picking a side, is staying in the light with your thoughts and actions.
Okay.
And that takes a lot of work, man. We got to really monitor. We got to have a lot of internal conversations. We have to take actions that keep us in the light.
Yeah, like we talked about earlier, being positive not only is a choice, but it's a lot of work. And it's a lot harder than just believing what the masses, or not the masses, just believe what the loud people tell you. And,
of course.
And all that.
It's harder to be a lion than it is to be a lamb.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Nice.
Is it staying in the light if you try to stop a shoplifter?
Isn't it?
I think so.
Well, you know, okay, so let me back up there. the side of me that likes to follow rules says that's a great idea. But the side of me that says this old capitalistic society that we are trying to break away from right now isn't functioning, and maybe we shouldn't assign things right now. Make sense?
No.
Sherry just wanted to cuss the bitch out. That's
all
it was.
Well, it's not just once. I mean, we saw it again yesterday.
This is a thing that we're seeing in our neighborhood all the time.
It's every day, almost every day.
It's another thing. And I know what you said. If you focus on light, you're going to see light. But if you see this, you know, this may have been going on all along, but I don't think so.
It's getting worse.
It's just getting worse and worse in our neighborhood, where we see people just making the wrong, worst decisions possible.
Right. Again and again.
Sure. Because it's easy. And we have to remember this, too. You know, we're picking sides. They've picked a side.
True.
It's okay for them to pick that side.
Well, it's okay for me to punch him in the face, then.
Yeah.
Sure. Stay in the light.
I know. I'm staying in the light. I'm going to do that. I'm going to write this down right now. I'm keeping it on my desk that just says stay in the light.
Everywhere. Stay in the light.
If I let someone shoplift, I witness someone shoplifting, don't say anything or do anything, then aren't I just enabling their dark side?
I guess, you know, I think we have to come back to what we were talking about earlier, is what is your role?
Okay,
so
yeah.
Terry's role, it sounds like, is to not be verbal because he's just not getting what he needs from that. Your role may be to be someone that speaks out. My role is to share information.
Yeah.
So if you feel like that is upholding the light to say something, then go for it.
I have always been like that. I can't be a bystander. Very bad at being a bystander.
And that's true. That's the way Sherry always has been. She's when she sees an injustice,
right,
she wants to run it up a flagpole and she wants that person to suffer and all that.
It's more so if it's an injustice against someone else.
Exactly.
I mean, it's bad enough if it's me, but if it's someone else, it really chaps my hide.
She's really very vocal about it. And me, I'm like, you made a bad choice, dude. You're probably going to get hit by a bus later today. That's the way I look at it.
It sounds like it's very personal for you, Sherry. And I think what's important is for us to remember that what's happening right now isn't personal for any of us. It is a battle between light and dark, and we are soldiers and monks in that battle.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Saying it's personal, is probably pretty accurate.
That is a great way to talk about Sherry in that light.
Yeah.
That's absolutely right. She does take it personal.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it's wrong, but she definitely takes it personal.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean it's wrong at all. We just have to, now you have, you know, a different awareness, and maybe you can respond from a place that's more fitting, right?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe
I
so.
Yes, I'll try.
I have to remind her a lot. I said, Sherry, I'm not like 30 anymore, and I don't have a lot of fights left in me.
She's got no backup, Terry.
I know.
Yeah, she's going to.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I do it on my own. And even when Terry's not around, I can't. I will still say something.
Yes, but when she's around, all of a sudden I start looking in my pockets for the keys. I get them in my hand, ready to punch them. You know, whatever I got to do.
And it's not like I walk around, you know.
No, but you're mouthy.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't expect bad behavior from people.
I know, but when you see it, you mouth it. Yeah, that's your job.
What do you get out of that, Sherry, being mouthy against injustice?
I don't know if it's mouthy is the right word.
Mouthy is the right word.
No. I just, it's...
You vocalize it.
It really, I should have been an attorney, I think.
You really should have.
Because I
can... Are you a Libra?
No, Aries.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean... People have accused me of very black and white thinking, and that's probably true. There's some more gray. I know there's a lot of gray.
Yeah, Sherry and I have this discussion a lot about each other. You know, it's one of my, you know, as much as been married 27 years, drives me crazy that she has no gray area at all in her life. There's no taking something for what it's worth. There's no looking at a backstory of why somebody did something.
I'm getting better at that, I think.
Yeah.
But,
all right.
Yeah.
So, a question though for you, Sherry. After you know, voice your opinion, do you ruminate in that? Does it bother you all day? Maybe for several days?
It depends on the situation, I suppose. Okay. But probably,
This is great. This is like an intervention.
I know, Terry.
You're next, Terry. You're next.
Bring it on. I'll fight you bitches.
Right. Catch me outside. I think something to remember, Sherry, when we're ruminating, we're still giving energy to that. And that's what that person wanted anyway.
Yeah.
They wanted your energy.
Yeah.
And we gave it to them, and then we continue to give it to them. So if you're going to, you know, be a social justice warrior, if you're going to be out there, you know, talking smack and whatever you got to do, just remember to leave it there. Don't continue to ruminate. Give it your energy, because that's, again, what they want. That's how they continue to feed off of it.
But I think what they really want is to be able to get away with their bad behavior and no one just, you know, even stand up to them. You know, these shoplifters.
Very granular, though.
But I've seen that, you know, like a shoplifter. I mean, I've seen more people just stand there and let them do it.
Well, it's because they can get away with it, and they know they get away with it because the police have been told not to chase them down.
Right.
So, if those of you that are listening to this podcast and you haven't heard the last podcast, go back and check it out, as we had attorney John Phillips on, because Sherry and I saw, this is why it's still top of mind for us, is we saw a guy shoplifting, and I chased him out the store.
We both did.
We both chased him out the store, and he almost got hit by 50-mile-an-hour traffic, and I wanted to know if I could have gone to jail for that.
Yeah, he would have been liable for it.
John said no.
He made the decision to run out there.
Yeah.
Well, thank God, right? You've been absolved.
Exactly. Anyway, sorry, Katie.
Yeah, so, again, we, you know, our thing, Sherry, is like, that's very granular thinking, and that's part of how we get sucked in.
Yeah, I get it.
To continue to get at each other on an individual-by-individual sort of basis, and we really want to remember the bigger things that are at play.
Yeah.
And remember that all these little soldiers, they're a part of it.
Yeah.
They're playing their role, too.
Yeah.
Got it.
True.
Got
that. Okay.
All right. You set us straight, Katie.
Oh, thank God. You got your quarterly dose now.
Okay.
But let's shift a little bit and talk about the good news, because there is good news in all of this.
This is what I wanted right here. This is it.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Get the sage out. So the good news is the light is overcoming the dark. And I can say this with such resolute, because I am seeing so many new people awaken in my practice. I'm talking, I used to have a blend of like 60% existing customers that are already in the woo. And now I've got probably 80% new customers, new to the woo, new to awakening. I had a dream and I knew I needed to come, whatever it is. So we have so many more hands joining on deck right now that are of the light, right?
Yeah.
And so the light really is overcoming the dark. And we also have so many doing the work, not just the work of, you know, intervening if something is, you know, going on that's of lower energy, but, you know, there are daily meditations happening right now to keep Ghislaine Maxwell safe. There are daily meditations happening right now to raise the light, to lift the light. They're praying. People are praying. We're meditating. We're holding light. It is happening. And that's why we're seeing these huge fear programs coming out of the dark, because they're losing and they have to ramp up their game. Right?
Yeah,
they're not going to go quietly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Hell
I
no.
mean, there is an aura of desperation on a lot of these things.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Absolutely. So the old energy is crumbling. The old systems are crumbling. We are seeing that around us right now. And in fact, if we go back to Ghislaine Maxwell, her arrest is, you know, oh my God, I went blank. Her arrest is really an example of some of the old systems that are crumbling. More to follow there, right?
Do you think that she's going to get her justice?
I think that your definition of justice is different than what she's going to get.
Yeah,
probably. she nailed you.
For those who don't know, she's the right-hand woman, I guess, for Jeffrey Epstein.
I think she was in charge.
I think so, too. The more I read about it and learn, she was not a good person.
Who's going to get their justice, though, are all of the children that were placed in that system, or all of the children that have been abducted. You know, 460,000 children were abducted last year in the United States alone.
Just for sex trafficking or just in general?
Abducted. I'm not sure about sex trafficking. Yeah. And then I read yesterday 40% of those children die.
Oh, my God.
So that's who's going to get their justice.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you're right.
Yeah, me too.
I know I'm right. We have to know that we're right.
Okay, yeah. I know you're right.
Well, thank you. So that's the good news, guys, is that we are overcoming the dark. There are more hands coming on deck. All assets are being deployed. You know, we are seeing these huge things crumbling. There is a tiny bit of bad news in this, and that this process is not going to magically end November 4th or 5th, whatever the day is after election. We are actually going to continue to see this battle, you know, the tearing down of the old structures until 2026.
Oh.
So we can expect to see more, bigger, crazier shit.
It's going to get worse.
Moving.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was talking about that on my other podcast, Terry James Alive, is that I know that and that's why it's so angry or so sad to me, is because I know that as sad as I think today is, some crazier shit's just around the corner that's going to make what's happening that feels so dire right now make that pretty much non-existent.
Great.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Oh, my God. Absolutely.
So it's going to get worse before it gets better, is what we're saying.
I guess.
Well, what I'm saying is that they have not deployed or used all of their tools yet.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well,
there's more to come.
Well, I hope I have enough energy for the next 6 years.
No
I'll tell you
kidding.
That.
Well, you know what it is? It's just a matter of, again, staying in the light, retraining yourself, you know, having conversations with yourself, you know, when you get in a dark space, just correcting and staying in the light. If you can pray, if you can meditate, whatever it is, contribute to the light.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
That's what we've got to do.
You got
All
it.
Right.
You got it. So what do you know? What do you feel about this COVID stuff?
What do I feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, are you getting any type of feeling that we're going to be in the clear? Is this going to be just a thing of the past here soon, that once we get a vaccine, we're going to go back and look and go to spring break and do body shots off of girls' boobs and stuff?
I hope so. but you know, I was talking to them the other day, and they said, oh, well, COVID's going to be over November 5th, right?
No.
This is in my... non-woo opinion, I think this is an election tool to force mail-in ballots. And keep the cabal and those old Hillary Clinton players in place.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
will they go back to normal? I'm not really sure about that, because look at, there have been other huge fear-based programs. Look at this as a program. 9/11 was one of them. And look at how many civil liberties we lost after that.
Yeah, the
only that's true.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But where I'm more anchored into is that we're going to have a totally different way of operating.
Well,
I do. I believe that it's going to change, and we won't want to go back to body shots.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
By the way, we have mail-in voting here, and it works great. We've had it for a couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, it's
great for everybody. It works great for everybody.
And the person that's in charge of the mail-in voting in Seattle is a Republican.
In a blue state.
In a blue state. So it's
Hallelujah.
It's weird.
I don't have the same kind of confidence in California. We've seen people reporting where they've been given duplicate ballots, where they've been registered as Republicans and then getting ballots that are all Democratic.
Or is that fake news?
Yeah, I don't.
Well, I guess you'd have to decide. I mean, God damn, fake news? That's the clincher. And you guys heard of Project Mockingjay? The CIA project where they employed and put hundreds and hundreds of CIA agents as, you guys have heard of it, right?
I don't swim around in that world. That's conspiracy theory shit, and I'm out.
It's not conspiracy theory because the CIA released the documents. And there was a hearing in the 80s or 70s on it. This has been going on since the 60s. They have had CIA assets and agents as in media, submitting stories. They're very open about it. You can go on YouTube today and watch the hearings from, again, the 70s or 80s, and then they said, oh, well, we're going to stop. And Bush, when Bush was in charge of CIA, he said, oh, we've stopped it. They haven't fucking stopped it.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that there's factions of manipulation and bad people everywhere.
Yeah.
But in everything. Whether it's the church, whether it's the government, wherever.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I have a hard time with, and I know you got touched a button with you about the conspiracy theory, but I just don't like playing with conspiracy theories, no matter what they are.
Right.
To me, if somebody says you could see it online, you could see anything online.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's no longer a theory, particularly this one, when you can watch the televised Senate hearings from the 70s where they openly admit it and discuss it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not a theory anymore. But I agree with you. There's a lot of things floating out there. And I think that, all of these conspiracy theories, I think it's important that we as individuals sort of check in with ourselves and ask ourselves if we feel that that's our personal truth.
Exactly. Or does it even, some of these just are so outlandish to me.
Yeah.
And that's what makes a good conspiracy theory, by the way, is
the crazier, the better.
No, there's an element that makes you go, I guess I could see that.
Yeah.
That's what makes a conspiracy theory. If it was that outlandish, people would just go, that's stupid.
Well, and once you go down that road, once you go down that rabbit hole, there's no, you could just keep going and going and going. There's no bottom to that hole.
Yeah.
There is no bottom to that hole.
Yeah.
And I would tell you that we have seen some of these conspiracy theories proven true. And so you just have to question for yourself. My feelings on them are certainly going to be different than yours.
Yeah.
And even your feelings individually will be different.
My whole theory on conspiracy theorists are that they wear me out, but nowhere as much as they wear themselves out.
No kidding.
But that's the truth.
Yeah. So, Kami, I know that this was different for you to do like a global look, or maybe it isn't different for you, but I know that people call you for personal questions and comfort and guidance and all that. How can people get a hold of you again?
They can find me at my website, which is psychic, psychic, kami.com. I'm also on Facebook. It's Spirit Readings by Kami, and I have a really good group going, which is Spirit Readings by Kami group on Facebook.
And if you look at the explanation of today's show, it will be listed right there with a link to psychickami.com, so it's very easy for you. And Kami, we appreciate your time today and your insight.
You.
You're always fun to talk to.
Very fun.
I think we could actually agree on a lot of things and have some pretty damn good arguments, too.
I agree with that. So you guys take care of yourselves there, and stay in the light.
You
stay
got it. You got it. Thank you, Kami. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Mm-hmm. All right. I thought we were going to have a come to blows there. I have a hard time with, you know, with anything that I guess I don't understand.
I didn't quite understand the CIA stuff. I
have seen a couple of people talk about that, but to tell you, and I don't want Kami to take this wrong, but to tell you the truth, the people that have said this type of stuff to me, there's this guy who calls our radio show all the time. His name's Angry Kevin. We barely let him come on the show anymore at all. In fact, we probably never will anymore. He's just a loudmouth Southern, how y'all doing, motherfuckers, you stupid, everybody. You know, he repeats everything that crazy Alex Jones says.
Oh, my God.
You know, and he's the guy that keeps talking about the CIA thing, which that's the only time I've ever heard it, to tell you the truth.
Oh, okay.
So now I'm going to go I'm going to go look.
All right.
Because I'm going to go check it out.
Well, I mean, honestly, the CIA, by its very nature, is, you know,
that's what they do.
Yeah, I mean, they have to work in the shadows.
Yes,
I get it.
I hope that people are doing things for what they believe are real good reasons.
Right.
Not for money, not for this, for that. What they believe are real good reasons. And I think that we would be horrified.
Yeah.
No matter who the president is, whether what we have now or what we had before, or what we're going to have in the future.
Yeah.
I think that we would be horrified if we really knew what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if we really knew what's the decisions that have made for our own benefit or our own detriment.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, I don't want to, once again, I don't want to even go down that road. I just want to know if I'm going to be happy tomorrow.
And if you're going to have $20 in your wallet.
If I'm going to have 20 bucks tomorrow, if I'm going to get to keep my job.
Yeah.
If I'm going to, you know, if I'm going to be healthy.
Right.
You know, can we look forward to a vacation?
Right.
You know.
These are the real issues for most people.
We get to see our families that we love again.
Right.
And, you know, visit and travel and, you know.
Yeah.
That stuff. That's all I want.
Yeah. That's.
You know, anyway.
It's all most people want.
What am I going to do? What are you going to do, Sherry?
What are you
going to do? We want to thank our jumped in members right now, who Psychic Kami is one once again.
We'll start with her.
Hook her up. Go check her out.
You call her a hooker?
No, no. Psychic Kami. It's psychickami.com. She's there for you. Also, by the way, J. Mark Surveying.
Yes.
Just so you know, from what I understand, they're no longer J. Mark Surveying.
Oh.
I think they messaged me three weeks ago, and I just read it today.
Terry. Very irresponsible.
I don't even know if they're still jumped in members or not.
Oh.
Anyway, they are Cook Flat. I think that's what it is. Yeah. Cook Flat and Strobel. They do surveys, and they also do engineering now. They've been bought, and they're very happy. They've consolidated, done some stuff.
I can see where those two things could be complementary.
I know what you think. It sounds like an attorney firm, but it's not.
It does sound a little like
Cook, Flat, and Strobel. Yes, surveys and engineering, and I'll get all their information to pass on to you. Jeff and Angie Strumayer, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Hope you guys
love you
are doing well. Toby and everybody at roughcutdecor.com. Use the promo code PODCART. Panini Pete.
Panini.
Gotta love Panini Pete. He keeps showing up on all the reruns since there's no brand new shows anymore.
Right.
Panini Pete has got things going right now. You see him on the Food Network all the time.
How long are we going to have to live with these reruns, man?
So, I mean, sorry, Pete. It's not you.
It's not. Of all the reruns, I enjoy those the most.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Let's see here. Stephen Daigle at M. Daigle & Sons Construction in Jacksonville, Florida. They do really good work if you want an addition on your home.
That's right. Screened in patio.
Yeah. Things like that. Yeah. They are the people to go to.
Yes.
So if you're in Freakville, look them up, okay? Sasan. who's just, he and his wife are just like the neatest people in
their
the world.
Money.
PrescientSurgical.com, which is a startup in San Francisco. I know they are working hard on this COVID thing and, and all the other stuff that happens health-wise with everybody.
Yeah.
They're busting their hump. WeBingeTV.com. Jackson and Barbara from WeBingeTV.com. They are awesome. If you for all your binge-watching needs, they are like a concierge for you. And they,
they'll save you some time.
They really
time
do.
Time is money.
Exactly. And television is a big thing of our lives, especially right now. So if you're looking for some really good ideas of what to watch, go to them right now at WeBingeTV.com. TheMertaylor.com. 10% off Gang of Two, minus the silicone products. Never know when you need a hot mermaid suit.
Or mask. They're still doing masks, right?
They're doing the masks and everything else, but their mermaid suits are awesome.
Yeah, they look
beautiful. People love them. They have hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram. So there you go.
I would imagine this is the high season for mermaid outfits.
You'd think so, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
hold on,
summer.
I still need music to go. Hold on. Play. There we go. All right. Because we wanted to add Autry House.
Autry House now.
The Autry House in Manzanita, or is it Nikini B or what? Neakini?
Manzanita. I think it's technically Manzanita.
Okay. Manzanita, they could, I don't know. Anyway, it's got the amazing beach. I almost don't want to tell you guys.
I know, because there's only two rooms, okay?
Yeah, and I don't want you there when we're there. I'm just going to tell you, okay? I love you people, but stay the fuck away when we're there.
We want to love you from afar.
No, seriously. It would be awesome if somebody else was there. That, you know, it would be fun. Anyway, the Autry House is a very... I don't know. We were talking about maybe there's a vortex there or something.
Yeah, something's happening.
Every time I go there, I'm relaxed, super relaxed and super creative.
Yeah.
And Peggy and Dennis are awesome people.
They are great.
And you should check them out on online. It's Autry House, the Autry House.
AWTREY.
And it's one of the most beautiful places in the entire country to visit.
Yeah.
All right. We are out of here. We'll talk to you guys next week for another Gang of...
Two.
You like your headphones?
I love them.
Tell me you like. Tell me thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
What are you going to do for them?
What am I going to do for them?
What are you? I just want to point out she spread her legs when she said it. What were you doing then? What were you doing?
Stretches.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're out of here. Have a safe week, everybody.